AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine and Russia held another round of talks today, even as Russian troops and planes continued to attack Ukraine's cities. At the UN, Ukraine's ambassador said that it has been more of the same.
Cities and villages destroyed to the ground, mass graves, terror against civilians in the occupied territories.
He adds it has to stop.
Russian troops continue to commit war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine, erasing any difference with their Nazi predecessors 80 years ago.
Thousands of people have died, including civilians, in the fighting that began less than 3 weeks ago when Russia invaded Ukraine. State Department's Ned Price says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Chinese officials in Rome.
We are watching very closely the extent to which the PRC, or any other country for that matter, provides any form of support, whether that's material support, whether that's economic support, whether that's financial support, to Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday morning. The White House says it's considering a visit to Europe by President Biden. Kes Abraham says he and other homeless people are worried after a total of five people have been shot, two killed in attacks by apparently the same man in Washington, D.C. and New York City.
Any one of us who is homeless could have went through that same situation.
Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We believe that there are at least five separate shootings linked to the same suspect.
The earliest known attack was early in the morning, March 3rd, when a man was wounded in Washington. It was followed by another 5 days later. Then the first person was killed on the 9th. Two more attacks, including a killing, happened this past Saturday in New York City. This is AP News. Police say the father of a 3-year-old who shot and killed his mother in a Chicago suburb will face charges.
Dalton Police Chief Robert Collins says, while they're confident that the boy fired the weapon, the gun was the father's responsibility. Collins says the boy was sitting in the back in a car seat when he somehow found the gun and began playing with it. Police add his parents did not know he had the weapon before it fired, striking his 22-year-old mother in the neck. Investigators have already determined that the father legally owned the weapon, but did not have a concealed carry permit he would have needed to have it in the car. That shooting happened Saturday night in a suburb just south of Chicago. I'm Shelley Adler.
The live main evening news program on Russia's state television briefly interrupted this evening by a woman who walked into the studio, denounced Vladimir Putin, and held up a poster against the war in Ukraine. A website that monitors political arrests says the woman worked for the station. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.